We're continuing the shiur in the Dorah Monday night. It seems that our shiur has reached a consensus that Isser Chefzo therefore would mean that it's like the Seba, like the Torah doesn't want this to be eaten, or you said that shouldn't be eaten because you made it Kadosh. You know, you don't want something Kadosh to be eaten. Or you made an Osir, like Rochok, like Hektish. You know, you made it so you're not supposed to eat it because it's like Hektish. Hektish is Meruchot from people. By Chazir, you know, even though intuitively you'd say maybe the Siba is the Chazir, perhaps, but what we're saying is no. We're saying what the Torah is makbid on, it's like the Torah doesn't care if Chazir's eaten. What does the Torah care, so to speak? It doesn't want you to eat Chazir. It could be there's something wrong with the Chazir, but at the end of the day, it doesn't want you to eat it. It has no problem with Chazir being eaten. Destroy the Chazir. It's very nice. We'll destroy the Chazir. You'll eat it up. It's very good.
I've had Kayim ask me, oh, how did you Jews know that the trichinosis is important?
Well, that's...
But I'm saying there is a physical aspect that is not good.
Maybe, maybe not. That's, you know... But
we didn't know that because Hashem told us. That's why we know.
But the point is Hashem doesn't want us eating it. It's not... Masheke by Yisr Chetzo, it's taka, the Inyan Yisr. I think that's what I would call it. The Inyan of the Yisr is that you shouldn't eat this thing up. It's Kadosh, it's Hektish. It's not something you should... It's Meruchuk from you. It's like you shouldn't be eating it. But it's not so much a... The question is how much of it is that it's where it's chal. Like if it's chal in the chayfetz, like where it's chal. That's the question.
Is it mukhrach we have to learn like the man in the ritva? Are there other rishonim, achronim that hold not this way? Like maybe they're isuri dori, so they're not only isuri kavra?
Maybe, but we're going to go with the man in the ritva, who are the main beforeshim in Maseches Nedarim, and they both agreed that it is it's a gavra. Now, there's a Tosfos in Shavuos that's very, very a surprising Tosfos.
I don't understand. If every lav is an Isser Gavra,
yeah.
How can you make something an Isser Chavra?
That's
right.
What do you mean, how? Okay.
You said a Shavuot does not.
Because the way we're learning, the granddaddy of Isser Chavras is carbon. So the Torah says you could take something that's secular, chulin, mundane, and you can transform it into something holy. That's the granddaddy. And if you remember, that's the whole inyan of neder. We saw it in the chinuch, whether with atfasa or without atfasa, but I'm using the koach the Torah gave me to make this into an item that mitzad the item. It's not supposed to be eaten. That's the whole point. So you start off with Hektish and Karbon, and then Neder is really, as we've seen, an extrapolation of Hektish and Karbon. It's not an extrapolation of Chazir. That's what the Ritva says. That's why you can't be Matvis in a Dovra Asur, because the Dovra Asur is Issa Gavra, and you want to create an Issa Chefza. So it's a very unique thing that you find by Karbon and by Hektish, and the Chiddush is by Neder, by Nidre Isser. It's an extrapolation of Hektish. The Tosfos and Shavuos is on the Chafayim and Aleph. Divrei Hamaschil, Mashenkein b'Shavuos. This is the same as our Daf Tes Zayin, where the Gemara says, you can't be Nishba levatel es haMitzvah. So look at Tosfos, Divrei Hamaschil, Mashenkein b'Shavuos, Daf Chafayim and Aleph in Shavuos. Perk based in the Dorim Parich, Maishno Neder Dichsiv Kida Neder Lashem, Shvuon Ami Yaksiv Yishova Shvuon Lashem, Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Hod Omar Yeshiva Sukka Olai, Hod Omar Shaloeshe Basukka. Mashma the Benedorim, Ufisha Oyser Sukka Alatsmo, because he asks the Sukka, so it makes sense it should be Chal, Ro'ui Shayochal Haneder. She also has sukkah olav kekarbon, and the sukkah vasukkah ain't a mitzvah la'asos mitzvah. Just in case you were thinking, the Tosfos speaks it out. The sukkah is not mechuyev to do a mitzvah, so he said the sukkah should be also. Avol shvua she'osir atzmo al sukkah ain ha'shvua chola. The meshubadu lasses a mitzvah. He's already obligated to do the mitzvah, so he can't be oker himself from that obligation. Now look at Tosis' question. The tema. You have a shvus. Look in with him. The tema Tosis asks, "Imkay machomer yesh b'minidorim b'shvua." If that's the reasoning, then it's really not more stringent at all. Why? Tosis says something very matter-of-factly, which to us is going to come as a big shock. Shvua nami chay l'kai gavna. I'll show you a shvua that makes it that I can't sit in a sukkah. How's that? Omar yeshivas sukkah. Olai shvua. Taisus matter-of-factly says that you can create a nisr chefza through shvua. It's also, you can make a shvua with a nisr chefza. You just assume so. When you're learning the Torah, you read this Taisus, you say, where's Taisus coming from? But Taisus assumes you could say the words yeshivas sukkah olai shvua. By an oath. By oath, yeshiva sukkah should be osur on me. And that's called a shvua, not a nether, it's called a shvua. The yeshiva of the sukkah should be bishvua. The osur chefzo alei. The osur chefzo alei cholonami shvua. Because you can make an isa chefzo with a shvua. Kidyama bishile, the norim, kami shvua shav. He brings down Elosh and Agamora. Yeyasu kol peres olam alei bishvua. So other Rishonim say it's lav dafka, but Taisus holds it is dafka. Why? It says in the Reish Nedorim that Bezim et Bez, the Gemara we just learned today, Aidi the Tana Nedorim, the Mitzvah Chefza Alei, Tana Nami Chayromim, the Mitzvah Chefza Alei, La Shvuke Shvua, the Kaosar Navshim in Chefza. I knew Nami Ki Aigavna, the Kaosar Navshim in Chefza. Means by Shvua you could. By Nedarim, you can't make it on the Gavra. Nedarim has to be on the Chefza. Shvua could be on the Gavra. Nedarim and Charamim have to be on the Chefza. That's Tosis Kasha. So he has a Kasha. So what are you saying that Nedarim is more Chomer than Shvua? Because Nedarim, you could Aser a mitzvah. You could make a mitzvah Aser to do.
We don't say Chomer, we are saying.
This is what Tosis assumes, that it's dependent, because there's two stira dikka psukim. Mushma v'amid me'asina is a phrase that's usually used when you say you're not going to eat chazer, or you're not going to eat chalev. You're already mushma not to do it. Here we're talking about asering something that you have to do. So Tosis, remember, this is where Tosis is coming from. Really, there's two contradictory psukim. One teaching that it is chal, and one teaching it's not chal. The Gemara says in the Dorm of Tezayinim and Beis, we saw it, that since you have two contradictory psukim, we're going to use our logic. And we're going to say, when it's an Issa Heftza, so the sukkah becomes osur. What are you going to do? Now, ein ma'achil in la'odom, davar osur lo. The sukkah's not mechuyiv, right? So it's chal. Hashem, and you, a shvua, so you have a clue to sit in a sukkah. You can't swear you're not going to sit in a sukkah. So Tosis has a brainstorm. How much a brainstorm? Wait a second. So I can make a shvua on the chefza also, and it'll be chal. Tosis holds, I could say yeshiva sukkah alai shvua, and that's a shvua with an iser chefza. The chefza, you asked the sukkah.
Right.
You could create.
Yeshiva sukkah.
You could do it the shvua.
Does it use the word shvua?
But you can create a nisa chefza with shvua. Tosis just says it matter-of-factly. It's like a mind-blowing concept. It goes against everything we're used to and learned. We'll have to stop here and leave you in suspense. I'm sure you're not going to lose that. I wish you would be losing sleep over.
Is yeshiva sukkah really a chefza? The sukkah is a chefza, but yeshiva sukkah, the person's